USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The bill that was passed in the Senate Thursday to suspend the debt ceiling and cap federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years is set to be signed today by President Biden. In a primetime speech from the Oval Office last night, he praised the bipartisan deal, commending Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
It averts a default just days before the Monday deadline. America is still facing credit problems even with the debt ceiling issue behind us.
Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit ratings agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. Fitch expressed concerns about recurrent political conflicts over the debt limit and last-minute suspensions, as a downgrade would increase the government's borrowing expenses. I'm John Schaefer.
Rescuers are searching for survivors of a train crash in India that killed nearly 300 people and injured more than 1,000. Many are still believed to be trapped in the wreckage. An official said they are, quote, not very hopeful of finding anyone alive. Two passenger trains collided with a freight train yesterday. The cause of the crash is unclear. Searchers are working to clear debris from an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa that collapsed last weekend. Three people still remain unaccounted for. The first named storm of the year has formed in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Texas becomes the latest state to ban gender-affirming care for minors after Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law yesterday. It bans health care providers from prescribing hormones or puberty blockers to minors or doing surgeries that help with gender transition. There are some exceptions, though. The law will take effect on September 1st. Texas joins 18 other states in various bans. More troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the latest Republican state leader to announce she's sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. The governor's office is reporting 80 guardsmen will assist with surveillance and reconnaissance efforts, along with increased detection and tracking. I'm Lance Pride.
Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations after 12 horses have died as a result of injuries in the past month. There has been no single factor identified as a potential cause for the deaths. Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years.
Apple expected to introduce a mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's a technology that overlays virtual images on live video of the real world. The highly anticipated release of an AR/VR headset would be Apple's biggest hardware product launch since the debut of the Apple Watch in 2015. I'm Corey Myers.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.